The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them. What's up, bitches? Welcome back to another podcast.
Podcast, smodcast, cooking show, booking show. You wouldn't even know if it wasn't for Slow Mo and Joe. So make sure you send it to them and tell them we said hi.
Okay. Thank you.
Another cooking show for you. We today have an exciting new thing we've never tried, but somebody sent it in.
Dorito Casserito. No, it's casserole. But so basically we're super excited because we're both taco queens up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Kristen
loves her freaking seasoning. I can tell you that much. If you don't season it, she don't want it. If it's not covered in dressing, she don't want it. There's gnats in here and I cannot.
No, I'll tell you a story for that. Because these fuckers came out of nowhere and I was like, I promise you there's no food in my fucking sink, nothing. I was in that bitch. I had Dawn dish soap. I had ice cubes down
there. Explain them the story.
I am Cloroxing the fuck. I'm like, where are these gnats coming from?
I gotta tell you a story too of my gnats one time.
Really? Yeah, don't make me just sound gross. I feel like gnats are
okay, wrong. I'll start with mine.
Well, I'm already talking about mine, so I'll go ahead and finish that story. And someone had left chicken in my air fryer, and I don't know fucking how long. Half raw, half cooked. It's cool. I have been the past couple days, y'all see this apple thing over there? It's a gnat catcher. And it started happening a couple days ago, and I'm like, where are these coming from? I had no food in my sink, and no dishes. I was like Clorox bleaching everything to try to get rid of these fuckers. I'm cleaning today right before everyone came over, just wiping down the counters and everything. And I have this stench.
She opened that bitch and said,
don't make that sound. Opened it, and there they all were coming out of the
Oh, look, there's one.
The chicken. I said, Jacob, did you mind handling chicken in my air fryer? He said, no. I said, well, then I don't know who did. But it's all good.
She cleaned it.
Bleached the fuck out of it. No, I don't say bleach. It's this Clorox stuff with no bleach, but they don't stand a chance with my chemicals. What's your story?
My story is that I had this Hyundai one time before I had the previous vehicles that I have right now. Somebody in my back seat when I used to have friends back then, somebody left a fucking Jimmy John sandwich in my back seat in, you know, like the door where they have like the door. They left a sandwich, a full
in the Florida heat.
In the Florida heat. It was hotter than motherfucker. I got in my car like for like 2 or 3 days straight and I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? It was the sandwich, and I swear to God, there were termites. Whatever, whatever's in there.
Where did these bugs, Jenny, where did these bugs come from?
They developed. Like, I think they actually developed. Like, worms were coming out of it, and I was like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
It's crazy shit.
Got my shit detailed.
But don't worry, I mean, we don't go to sleep with, like, nuts on our pillow, but, like, fuck, I didn't know where it was coming from. Mm-mm.
So.
Don't mind us throughout the.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're making a Dorito casserole, and it's actually really simple. So first, you probably want to preheat your oven, which I already did, to 350 to bake it whenever you're done. But first, you also want to, this is why I love casseroles, because you always do the meat first. You don't have to wait for it to be done. So I don't like ground beef, but I'm going to like it today. I like ground turkey.
I love me some ground beef.
I like ground, like burgers and like, you know, I like.
You got ground chuck. What's the difference between ground chuck and ground beef?
Nothing, I don't think. 100% beef, lean, ground, fresh daily.
You chuck it? They chuck it to put it in there.
I ain't got a clue. But I'll suck it up because it calls for ground beef and we're going to make it the way we want to. So first, do you want me to cook the meat or?
I can cook it. Toss her back.
Okay, but I season it.
Ooh, here's my baby.
And we don't need to add oil in it because beef produces a lot of grease.
So we dump it after the grease? We dump the grease after we cook it. Turn her on. Give her a nice. Oh, I got that S. I got that one. Okay, turn her on. Let's do put her on an 8, and then you want to season, you said?
Well, not yet. Well, not until it's cooked. Why are you smelling it?
I just don't like the smell of it.
I don't either. So it says ground. Okay, so you're going to get. Holy fuck, this person's making it for the Duggar family, okay? So we said 2 cans of croissants, which we do have, which I'm assuming you need to get bigger ones, but then 2 family-sized bags of Doritos. But that's a lot of fucking Doritos. A lot. Sour cream.
I love Doritos.
Shredded cheese, 2.5 pounds of ground beef. That's a lot of ground beef. We're using 1 pound today. 2 packs of taco seasoning or taco season with your heart.
I think there's more flies in here than there are food.
Dude, I'm not kidding.
Look.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get rid of them. I have the fucking flies.
Oh, I'll give you a fly swatter. I'll smack that. I can use this bitch. I'll slice them open like a cheesecake. Oh.
Where'd you go there? Oh. Sorry about that.
So we're basically making a taco casserole with some Doritos on top. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, Dorito taco casserole.
So while the ground beef cooks, what do we have for next? What? That's it? That's the whole thing?
No, well, we have to build the casserole, but we could lay these on the top.
Those
bottom.
On the top?
Just keep an eye, and you can turn it up so it cooks faster. This.
Ground your beef first, and then add some taco seasoning. Lay out the croissants flat in a dish. Once the ground beef is done, add 1.5 cups of sour cream and mix the meat together with that in a bowl. So meat and sour cream, put these on the bottom. Put a layer of the mixture on top of the croissants and then a layer of cheese. Oh my God, it's gonna be fire.
It's Ooh. Not exploding. There we go.
So we're gonna layer the crescent rolls on the ground. Do we need to spray this?
On the ground?
Yeah, I'm gonna step on them, roll them up and eat them. Do I need to spray
You could, I have some it? Right in there.
We're gonna get some Pam while we're at it. That is a fucking weird ass. This is like the.
Whatever.
The wait, what are they called? The
junk drawers?
The junk drawer, but it's a cabinet.
Thank you for that.
So in here we have peanut butter, we have yogurt, we have cinnamon sugar,
okay, it's
ibuprofen.
Not like, it's not like yogurt for like.
Protein, oats, Advil, and Pam. And don't forget a little, is that a plant?
No, well, that's it's open. Guacamole.
Can I throw it away?
No, don't throw it away.
It's open.
Bad. I know it's scared. Open, but you roll it up.
Oh, so is that where you get your salt and pepper, would ya? Right there, you get the refillable ones.
Yeah.
Wow, you smart little bean.
Okay, so we only need one, so we'll save the other half for the top.
Yes. Is that what happens? Oh, you can make layers.
Right, so we can make fucking layers.
And repeat. Oh, hell yeah. Let's go. Oh, man, we're about to have this gluten-free...
Is it gluten?
Shh, gluten-free Doritos, tacos, locos, snack casserole. So for those of you that don't know, I have celiac disease. Is it fun? Absolutely not. Does Kristen like making extra different pastas and different things for me? Absolutely not. Do you think it feels good in my ass? Absolutely.
Pause a minute. Did you say I don't like to make you gluten-free?
She loves it.
I do it almost every time if I make dinner. I make sure there's a gluten-free option.
But I don't like it, personally. I make Tyler eat it even though he's not allergic to gluten. But you know what? Everything's going
to
be okay.
If there's someone that could convince you that you're allergic to gluten, it'd be Whitney.
Yeah. Really, honestly. You're sick for the day, you're throwing up for the day, you're fucking gluten-free. You have IBS. God, if you guys have IBS and you're hot... That's what I just hear. I hear hot girls always have stomach problems. Huh?
If you have IBS and you're hot, what are you gonna?
Okay. Sock 'em.
Don't hit her line, bitches. She's taken.
Once there was a way to get back on wood.
Okay.
So for all of a sudden, this Ziploc baggie just came out of nowhere, so.
Okay, do not crush them very much. And we don't probably need that whole bag.
Half the bag, but if you want to repeat, you want a chip?
Well, okay, hypothetically, if Tyler were to cheat, what would you do?
Cheat? I'd kick his ass.
Okay, like, for real?
I don't know what I would do. What's the circumstance?
What do you mean?
Give me a specific example imagery so that I can see in my head. I'm smashing the Doritos right now.
Okay, okay. We won't do the basic out in the club, kissed a bitch, something. Okay. We'll see how crazy you are what's cheating to you. So, he goes to the store to pick you up a gift or something. You know, he was trying to be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bitch, walks up to him and says, oh my God, who are you shopping for? He's like, oh, I got a girlfriend. Like, he was loyal to that part, right?
So he made it clear.
Made it clear. But she kept pressing him and then realizes, oh, maybe, you know, Whitney wouldn't find out because
I'm just a store manager.
No, you wouldn't find out because why would you? But all along, we all know this person's a fan, so they're going to tell him.
Yeah.
But you find out through Reddit that he, like, went, didn't go home with her, didn't fuck her, but, like, went back in the car after he checked out his items and, like, maybe they'd sat there and talked and maybe they kissed or something. How would you feel? And you saw a video, a picture, a video of them in a car.
Well, first of all, he's going to tell me.
Hypothetically.
That is the biggest thing that I want. If you cheat, you're going to tell me. Immediately speak. Communication is key. If you kissed her, whatever. Okay. So I get a hall pass or I'll leave you. I don't know what I would do because I'm crazy as fuck. Because I would find out who she is. I would get her fired from whatever job she's at. I would find out who her dad is. Probably make him subscribe. And
okay, go back. What do you mean?
I would definitely. I think nowadays I would just leave because
definitely
that shit's not.
And then you can still low key get your lick back, but then you don't want to stoop down to his level of cheating.
Yeah,
you might as well just break up and then get your. That's definitely enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
I just crushed up all of the Doritos for the Locos Tacos, and then now, what about you? Did I answer fully, completely?
Yes, I mean, you could ask.
I would leave him.
Okay, give me a scenario. Would you leave
him? I don't like liars. I fucking hate them.
Yeah. Okay, give me a scenario. Because I'm crazy, but I also don't put up with shit.
All right. What would you do if Jacob had been in a relationship
with, like,
this whole time with someone else, had a separate phone,
and I still was pregnant with this kid?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well,
But he broke up with her as soon as you found out. Or no, he broke up with her a few weeks ago, and you just found out now. Like, they've been, like, broken up for, like, a few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, nope, I'd leave. 100,000%. I can be a single mom. I have no fucking issue with raising a kid by myself. I strongly believe that.
Do you have the water in that?
Yeah, I did water in that.
Oh, I did not. Keep going.
Okay, I drained out the grease just to make it.
No, I was asking if you did.
Oh, I did, yes.
Keep going.
Yeah, I would 100% leave. I truthfully feel like I could definitely... I have way too much support in my life to not be able to...
I think now, too, that we know that, like, what we deserve and stuff, because
and with everything
that
he's been going through, and for him to still do that, knowing I'm pregnant with his kid, he'd just be fucking delusional to do that.
Yeah, I would be.
So at that point, he knowing that...
Yeah.
He has another kid, and then were to cheat on me while I'm pregnant with his kid, both his babies going to wonder why their dad's a piece of shit if that was it.
Let me give you another, for instance. Say you are here, and you get home, and you walk upstairs, and he's fucking a girl, and you walk in on it.
Well, I definitely would record it. Second, I'd record it so I could post it and make money off OnlyFans with it, and then and then he would just be kicked out of my house. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't even look twice.
What would you say?
I wouldn't even look back. Huh?
What would you say to the girl? What would be your face? Give me
honestly,
your face. Walking
honestly,
right now. Walking right now.
I'd probably cry. Look, okay, I don't know if I could be mad. I'm not the type to start. You would beat up a bitch. You would walk and swing at me. I probably would. Like, what the fuck? Well, I don't know.
No. You would walk up the stairs and literally be like, be fucking for real.
I know it.
I know.
I know for a fucking fact that's not some bitch in my bed.
Uh-huh. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to count to fucking three. If this bitch is not in her fucking clothes, either in the closet or rolling down the stairs by the point I open my fucking eyes, I will whip this kitty cat out and make her eat it. I swear to God. That's like some shit you would say.
I would turn it into a joke. Because
I know
that's
you
just
would.
How I am.
You would be like, ah. Oh. Great. Another one bites the dust, baby.
Every comment was right on
social
media.
Hey, at least she's hot. Look at her cuter cat. Oh, her titties are massive. Fuck it, who cares?
And then, honestly, I have an extra plan B upstairs, so I'd
if
be like,
you need to
take
use it.
It.
Yeah. Just make sure you fucking hit yourself on the way out.
Because this came really easy. So, take the plan B.
That'd be three.
Welcome to the Baby Mama Club.
So, we're mixing the sour cream and the meat together. Like a bundle of joy. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Sour cream makes me shit everywhere, fart. So if you start smelling,
Well, no, because I'm at the point where I think I need to shit or fart.
Oh, so here, have, so just might as well just take spoonfuls of this bitch.
No, we're just going to use this right here. And just.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
It doesn't smell good until it's used.
I love sour cream, though.
That sounded horrible. Okay, so do the whole thing?
Yeah, because they're not that much. Just use this. Dig it in there and just
squeeze it. Dig it in there. All right, we're getting in there. I'm just going to squeeze it. Oh, this smells so good. It doesn't even fit. Yeah, it does. She'll fit if I put her in right. Oh, that looks so good. So basically, taco casserole is what I'm seeing here. The more the merrier. Kristen likes it wetter, so speaking of which.
Speaking of which, I'm fucking horny. We haven't had sex in years, it feels like. I'm not that. Looks gas.
I know, holy fuck. I'm gonna nut.
Hold the phone.
Here.
No, no.
You're taking a bite?
Am I taking a bite?
Oh. Try it. Give her a little whiff. That noise sounds so familiar.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
No, I need to be reminded what things sound like.
Here, listen. Wait, it's more like. Oh shit, squirting! It just squirted everywhere. Oh wow, punted. That's a new flavor.
And guess what, I'm trying to.
You still have what? What do you have? What do you have?
I had lettuce from the other night because I made tacos the other night.
Mmm. That's good.
Okay, so now, this is where this cheese on top Doritos.
Again, you put lettuce on it or no, you put lettuce on the end?
Well, it's kind of brown.
Lettuce and, oh, dang it. I say lettuce and tomato we could put on top at the end. Like a garnish.
Yes.
Okay.
But.
So layer it. So I'll do a little bit now.
Yes.
So we don't cook these, right, first?
No. Okay.
So it's kind of like a shepherd's pie kind of deal, I'm thinking.
All right. So then cheese.
Oh my God. Fucking. Get in there. I'm gonna add a little bit more in the corner.
Okay.
That's plenty.
Cheese and then Doritos. We're gonna make this cheesy as fuck.
So we are layering the bitch right now.
Okay.
We don't wanna add too much of each, but we're going to do a double layer. We were supposed to do a lot more meat and stuff, but
we
changed it because we didn't wanna have too much because the last time we had leftovers, no one ate them, so. This time, oh my God, this looks so fucking good, dude.
Okay, so now do the meat again.
Oh my God.
And then I do have to get a little butter.
Butter?
Well, okay, so on top of the Doritos, the last layer.
It says butter.
The butter's just so the Doritos don't burn.
Oh, I'm so fucking hungry right now. It's insane.
Me too. It's not gonna take long either.
I bet you guys are hungry too, because you're watching this. Looks like Big Mac sauce.
It does.
Woo! Oh, it started popping.
We almost boiled.
We almost blew up. You almost boiled the house down.
With butter.
Here we go. Oh, fucking shooting everywhere.
I can't do her anymore. All right, so now.
Okay, last layer, we added beef, cheese, and Doritos. The last layer on top. Oh.
Put the butter.
In here?
Well, actually, we can do it after. We can spread it.
You think it's smarter?
Yeah, because we won't use all those Doritos.
Okay.
Dylan said remember to explain, but you're pretty much watching it, so. But whatever, so.
So if you're not listening, I mean, if you're not, shit. If you're fucking listening to this and you're not watching the fact that we're literally.
That's enough.
Cooking fire ass food and you still haven't subscribed for $7 a month. That's four for one, baby. You get four episodes with one.
So now that we put this in the oven at 350 for 15 to 18 minutes. I put it on the second shelf because the first shelf will make it cook faster and I don't want to burn the cheese that much. We're going to be talking about hypothetical questions, but we're not going to be talking for the next 15 minutes because that's a long time to listen to Whitney's voice. We are getting that from the comments.
I like that. We'll hear your voice this time since you hardly talk.
No, but they always shit on you, saying they don't like hearing your voice, but I'm confused because they're literally watching it. Knowing
yeah, apparently I'm annoying. Us,
that's fine, me too.
Fuck it. So, okay.
I think I need a snack because I really might be hungry.
Get a snack. If you had to choose between being forever daytime or forever nighttime, what would you nighttime. Pick? Yeah, hell yeah. I'm a night owl.
Me too.
Hoo-hoo, baby. If you had to... If you had a KLL, 10 innocent people to save my life, would you do it? Mm. I would want to, but I would not want to...
No.
KILL people.
Because here's the thing. I know you can hear me, but you can't see me, bitches. Here's the thing. I would go to jail for your ass, but if I was doing the crime with you.
Yeah. Okay?
I'm not going to jail to save your life that maybe... What? I mean, why am I saving your life? What are you going for?
Exactly.
What if you have, like, cancer?
Yeah.
And then what if it, you know, your chemo doesn't work out
and
or
regardless,
something.
You're going to die.
And then I'm just in prison.
Yeah. Like, KILL, 10 people? That's a lot of people. I would do it in my head just so you could live, but I wouldn't do it because that's fucked up. I wouldn't want to kill 10. Are they 10 innocent people? Yeah, no. That's like me having to kill Bree, Tyler, Jacob.
But a hint is innocent. Bree's not innocent.
Yeah, Bree be doing some shady shit.
You know what I'm saying? In bed?
Yeah.
Not innocent. That girl said she gets like, she hangs herself on the fan and while with a strap on.
We're eating some Cajun seasoning. Read that, but say
okay.
Jacob's name.
If your favorite celebrity confessed his love for you, would you dump Jacob to date him?
Okay, wait. Oh my God.
Confess his love for me? For fun and games, yeah. But in reality, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, what if it was like...
Because I don't know who my like celebrity crush is. Yeah, Justin Bieber, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
All the way. All the way, yeah. Well,
if he walked up to you and he literally looked at you in the face and was like...
But my kids wouldn't even be mad about it.
No.
Their stepdad could possibly be Justin. I think Jacob would understand.
I think Jacob would understand.
Then he could have Haley.
Yeah, we could switch.
Yeah.
If it was more of honestly, I think of so many guys, like celebrities in like movies, I'm like, oh. Like Damon, Salvatore.
Oh my God. Woo-hoo-hoo.
That Stop man it. Could eat that shit. But like, if that man looked me in the face like he does to Elena Gilbert, I'd have to, I'm not joking, I'm not kidding. If I had a medical problem that made it impossible for us to be physically in, oh, okay. If we had a medical problem
I'm confused.
That made it impossible for us to fuck, would you still date?
Well, I guess that probably wouldn't be up to me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think this is
realistic. Let's say Jacob and Tyler.
Okay, yeah. If Jacob and Tyler had a problem that said they couldn't fuck, would you still date him? Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't really care about sex that much like that. I do. It's great. It's fun. Strap me up. How you doing there? How'd you get pre-made, bud?
It's an accident.
Okay. Question. You can speak. Come here. If Ruslan was abducted by aliens, how long would you wait for him to come back before you started seeing someone else?
Okay. Well, if someone actually kept Jacob for that long, honestly.
I'd be like, holy
probably
shit.
Probably like 5 hours.
And you're like, oh, I'm just going to date someone else. Fuck it.
No, I'd be like, why the fuck are you not answering the phone?
No, he got abducted by aliens.
Yeah. He's not coming back.
But I didn't know that.
No, you did.
No, now you did.
You saw him go up into the air.
You
probably
did.
Probably like a month.
Chode. Who has a chode?
I can't. Oh. It's too spicy. I only had one just to try it, and I didn't like it. What about you? How long would you wait before Jacob gets either
Honestly,
brought
I'd
back?
Probably blink, and then it'd be over. You know what I'm saying? No, not really. I don't know. Because he didn't do anything wrong, so it's not like I like have to get over him. And I feel
chill.
Having his kid, I'd just be chilling.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't have Tyler's kids yet, but if he got abducted.
You eat them, you make them. Either way, you have the kid.
I might actually.
Somewhere in you. Mm. Congrats. At some point, you've had their kids.
Yeah. Just didn't come out. If there was a zombie apocalypse, would you keep Jacob around even if it meant it could lower your chances of survival?
Yeah, because Jacob is actually smart.
So is Tyler. He'd probably build a fort or a wall.
These boys would have a whole nother, they'd have an escape route. They would find their way to, they would live, to China. Not even
they would have like an underwater subway. 100%. I don't know about that. But we could probably build a submarine by the time the zombies get to us. If they get to us, I'm already going to, me and you are going to be locked and loaded, shooting holes in our walls so that we have practice.
I would 100% keep Jacob around.
Yeah. But it would lower your chances. Like, say they like could smell Jacob and they're like, meh, you know what I'm saying? Came right to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. I'd just keep shooting them. I'm probably dead. Eventually, you die or become a zombie, so.
Yeah.
If I murdered someone,
okay,
would you help me dump the body and cover up the crime? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, so fucked.
Mm-hmm. I would. Straight up, I would. If it was
what?
If I knew, if you
call me right now, I'm just talking to say, call me right now and tell me your conversation that you would have with me.
Wouldn't you
for
call
me to
me?
Go come? No, oh, so you come yeah. With me. What would you say if you accidentally killed someone?
Okay, if it's
what
an
would
accident,
be your phone call to me?
If it was an accident, no, I wouldn't have you come help me bury them.
No.
If it was meant to be,
I would call the cops, obviously. Wait, if it was an accident, the only accident really that would say is like drunk driving, right? Or is that manslaughter?
Well, no, I'm meaning that's manslaughter, but I'm meaning more of like if you thought someone was breaking into your house or something, I know there's a legal side to it and you kill the person. Like, I wouldn't have you come over and help me hide the body. I'd call the police.
Yeah.
But if someone broke into my house or if someone was trying my kids, my shit, oh, I'm killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Calling you. Ding, 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 ding.
Hello?
Whitney, you won't even believe what I just did.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
This may sound unbelievable, but I think I just killed somebody. They're
dude, trying, you have anxiety attack at the ass.
I couldn't even talk to you.
No. You'd sit in the bathtub, wait for in the blood everywhere, and you're like, I'll just clean it up later.
Marissa, come and clean it up.
The dogs are already eating him. It's fine. Fucking Finley's devouring him.
Take that part out about the Marissa. I'm not trying to get a text message.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Okay.
If you ever cheated on Jacob and felt terrible about it the next day and were sure you would never do it again, would you confess?
Mm-hmm. I think where our relationship is and how strong it is, I don't think I could lay in bed next to Jacob after I just cheated on him and not tell him. Like, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't just be like, babe, I cheated. I'd be a mess,
way,
but
I
like
somebody the other day. No, bitch.
It'd be hard to
my eyes out.
It'd be hard to confess it, but I would know that I couldn't carry on life without. I couldn't hide that.
Mm-mm.
So.
Me and you're the type that comes out like immediately. Like if something happens or someone says something to us, we don't hide it.
Mm-mm.
It's coming out. I don't 100%. Care.
And also another, realistically, if I were to cheat on Jacob, more than likely, it's probably going to be out when I'm hammered or drinking or something, right? Just like where there's people. Just me being stupid. Someone has that screen recording somewhere. And the last thing I'd want Jacob to do is go on Reddit or TikTok and see me fucking another dude or kissing another dude and then not tell him. And then he's embarrassed by that.
That shit, that's why I say lying is the most biggest thing for me. Like,
because I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
Regardless of who we are, too. People will just send us everything.
All right. It is time's up. Taking a shit out.
The last question that I asked was if you fell in love with your partner's best friend, how would you tell him?
If I fell in love with my partner's best friend. I don't know, that'd be hard. I feel like I'm
That looks fucking good.
I feel like I'm a very flirtatious person that he would definitely start catching on. So I'm hoping he would catch on.
Yeah.
And be like, do you have feelings? Oh, well, I was meaning to tell you. But I don't know. How would you
I wouldn't. They always try and suck.
Well, hypothetically, I don't think I could.
I would say, I don't know. I don't think I would tell him.
I don't think I'd tell him either.
I think I would break up with him and then say, hey, I think it's best if I like your friend more.
Just gonna plate it so it cools down a little bit easier. Oh, I could definitely give you a bigger piece. Sorry, what? Oh my god. Okay, wait. Did I even give you any
crust? No. You left my crust.
Okay, I'll give you this other, I'll give you this piece right here. What are you laughing at?
It's massive. Yeah, give me that shit. Okay. Yeah, I'll save two for one. If you haven't been watching and you skip to the end, sour cream, meat, cheese, Doritos, all stacked repeatedly.
And now, rolls out
and then
the
put
things
in the oven at 350, and now we're going to try it, and we are so excited. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Definitely onions, tomatoes, I was just lettuce, about to say that. Sour cream on top.
I was just about to say that. But I'm good. Onions for sure in this.
Mm-hmm. I have an onion.
We should have put onions in the meat.
Okay, so definitely, the girl told us 15 to 18 minutes. We had it in for like 18 minutes.
We also doubled it.
So definitely just...
This is done on my side.
It's done for me. But yours is probably straight from the middle, Brie. Guys, this is so easy, and I know you could definitely make a lot. We just didn't. So this is definitely, if you have a big family or just like hosting an event, definitely something like this. And yeah, just have all the condiments for it. It's fire. Fine. Really good. I just can't eat a lot at once. All right. What do you rate this? I didn't ask you.
I'd say a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, pretty good. We're big taco people.
We're really big paper plate people, so.
All right, so you give this a 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Delicious. You can't go wrong with it. Just make sure
add some condiments on the bitch.
Yes, and to make sure you're... dough's all the way cooked, I guess. I don't know where we went wrong with that. Maybe we just needed to be in longer, but then we had the cheese on top. That cheese would have been all burnt, so.
We should layer the bread, no?
We should have done that. First layer, more croissant, that would have cooked better.
Hmm. Well.
Anyways, have a great vagina.
We thank you guys for coming.
Not too good of a vagina, they end up pregnant.
Yeah, hopefully I'm next.
Period. Love you. Bye.
Love you guys.